Oh, that's a good one. I like that for Election Day, Davis. That's good. 710 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Joining us now by phone, we have former governor of the great state of Florida and current senator from the great state of Florida, Rick Scott. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. I hope everybody gets out there and you know, it's Election Day. Make sure if you have a right to vote, you vote. Make sure there's no fraud, but I hope everybody gets out there and votes every, you know, today's your last chance.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I know you're very involved in foreign affairs, and we'll get to all that in a second, but, you know, you're very involved in foreign affairs, especially in Central and South America, and, you know, seeing that people there would, in many cases, are dying to vote or cannot, and yet people here just kind of stay home. It's baffling. But anyway, hey, before we talk about the election, I did want to make sure to ask you one thing before we got to that. One of the greatest frustrations in our area right now is as a result of Sally and as a result of Skanska, the company building our 3-mile bridge. They left their barges in the bay, and the barges hit the bridge, and the barges disabled the bridge, and it's going to be at least 6 months before they get repaired. But they are doing nothing. They are not talking to anybody. They are not showing up at the meetings. They are not compensating the people in Gulf Breeze, the businesses, the commuters. They have gone into radio silence, and they are not helping at all. And there's a frustration about this. The question is, as a foreign company, even though they're working on a Florida road, is there anything that the federal government can do that you could do to help motivate Skanska to be more involved in helping what they caused as a problem?
Well, it's a state project, so first off, the State Department of Transportation has to hold them accountable to make sure you know they get it fixed and get it quickly. And my experience with the Florida Department of Transportation has been very positive. The biggest thing we can do. Because all the damages are state issues. The biggest thing we can do is, you know, look at whether they have a chance of any federal contracts. So that would be the biggest thing the federal government we can do, because it's a state claim for the people that are damaged. And but it's ridiculous. These companies, when something goes wrong, show up, do your job, and take it, and you know. You know, be held accountable. I mean, if you did something wrong, I mean, this is when you build a reputation. You don't ruin your reputation. You build your reputation. Say, look, did I want to mess that up? No, but I'm going to go fix it. That's what people should be doing.
Yeah, no, and if you find anything out or if you find any way to bring leverage to them, we would love to know. Please let us know if you find something, because we'd love to know.
I will figure that out.
Okay, well, outstanding.
I'll figure that out.
Turning now to the election, obviously, you have been actively campaigning for President Trump, and were very close with him when you were the governor. I think about the military. You know, you sit on armed services, and I think about the military and the budget and how President Trump has been so good for the military, which in turn is so good for Florida. What would happen if Vice President Biden gets elected? What would that do to Florida in terms of military and our impact on us?
Well, if you look at what it was like under Obama, they cut the size of the military budget by 20%. I mean, the most important function of a federal government is to defend us and defend the freedom, defend our Bill of Rights. That's the primary function of the federal government. And look, you know, Joe Biden is part of the Obama administration, and the Democrats, they don't care about the military. I mean, it's a fight. I've been up there almost 2 years. It's a fight to get military funding. The Democrats don't want to do it. And so first off, we have 20 military bases, 3 and 5 commands in our state. When President Trump took over, our military was in trouble. We didn't have the right equipment, and we have had this will be the fourth year of you know fully funding our military. And so I'm concerned. I think the election is over these issues. One, do you want a strong military to defend freedom? Democrats don't. Number two, do you believe in socialism? I mean, look at Florida. There's so many people who have come to Florida that have gotten away from socialism in Latin America. They're going to vote for this stuff. Do you want a good economy or a bad economy? I mean, Joe Biden has never done one thing. He's had 47 years to come up with a plan for the economy. You know, and he runs these ads like he's going to do something on health care. Well, what have you waited? He's had 47 years to do something positive on health care. And Obamacare caused health care costs to go up, co-pays to go up, deductibles to go up. So, and by the way, how big of a tax increase do you want? Joe Biden's talking about the biggest tax increase in the history of the country. And it's horrible always to raise taxes. We cut taxes and fees 100 times on the government. But and give people more of their money back. But Joe Biden wants to do the opposite, and he's telling us. I mean, if we vote for this guy, then we're going to get stuff that we hate. You know, socialism, high taxes, you know, a smaller military. I mean, how can we vote for this guy? I don't get it.
Well, I think there's a lot of people have that. And of course, the problem is they don't like the president. I mean, that's clear. It's not so much passion for Biden as much as it is passion against President Trump, unfortunately, at this point. We're talking to former governor and now Senator Rick Scott. Senator, one of the other things that came up last week is you sit on the Commerce Committee, and you guys had all of the big, you know, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and to talk with them about, you know, their interference already in the election. I know part of this was to find reforms, and part of this was to send a message to them that you're paying attention. But look, we're in the last moments of all of this. How confident are you that they are going to behave today and that they are going to behave better going forward, especially if, again, God forbid, we have a President Biden?
You should have no confidence that they're going to do the right thing. I mean, why did they, you know, stop the Hunter Biden information from coming out? I mean, the public needs to know. I mean, that they can do their own, they can decide if it's important to them. Corruption is a big issue that people should do care about and should care about. Why are they censoring conservatives? So why do they have, if they're going to do this, if they're going to be not a, if they're going to be a publisher rather than a social media platform, then why are they getting exemption? I mean, we don't give exemptions to newspapers. So why, if they're a publisher just like a newspaper, why are we giving them exemptions? So I think we really need to figure out what to do. I mean, you have, you know, I talked to a lady that got kicked off Facebook because she was, and she believed, she didn't know, that she was posting some anti-Biden stuff. There was nobody to talk to. There was nobody to call. I mean, why are they blocked? Andrew, isn't that brought up at the hearing? Why do they give the Ayatollah of Iran free reign? He can post anything he wants. Oh, yeah, we got to annihilate, we got to eliminate Israel. That's okay. Right? Why do they let Maduro, who commits genocide against his citizens, you know, say whatever he wants to say? And they'll brag about violence. That's okay, Twitter. But, and then on, look at the Communist Party of China. They completely lie about the Uyghurs. They're in prison. That's okay. But if President Trump says something, wait a minute, we got to be careful about that. I mean, who are these people? Who elected them to make these choices for us?
Yeah, it's
nobody gets on these social media platforms and says, I just want the news that you want to give me. Yeah, you pick it out for me. No, we don't do that.
Well, I hope that we find a way. I was very encouraged by Jack Dorsey talking about the algorithm selection, that you might have private individuals creating algorithms that we could subscribe to, essentially. I hope we get more of that power, and I certainly hope that it doesn't turn out that social media had an influence on this election, like some foreign country interfering. I certainly hope that's not the case. Former governor and now senator of the great state of Florida, Rick Scott. Senator Scott, thanks for the time this morning. We know you're very, very busy, but thanks for encouraging our folks to get out and vote today.
Yeah, go vote. See you, Andrew. Have a good day.